You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded every Sunday at the 11 o'clock Mass at our new church located at 411 Palmer Road in Columbia, Illinois. For more information about Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. And now, enjoy the podcast.
Most of us, I would suspect, we tend to pride ourselves, or at least project ourselves on the public as bold and leadership quality, blazing new trails and everything else. But if the truth is told, we are all a little bit scared of jumping off into the unknown. And I have to be the first one to confess after all these years. About 2 months ago, when I got a letter from the bishop asking me to give up being sacramental minister out there in the country at St. Labore and Lively Grove, out in the woods there, you know, east of here, and come to Columbia, my first reaction was, I'm doing quite nicely here, thank you very much, and I don't know anybody in Columbia. How, at my age, am I going to make this adjustment? I've never done that before. And so I think it's if we're honest about things, all of us have this conservative part of our person where we resist change. We can think of 1,000 reasons not to jump off into the deep somewhere. And basically, it is a fear of the unknown. In today's gospel, Jesus, who was always about the business of teaching his disciples how to be better disciples, starts out by saying, do not be afraid. How often, if you look through the New Testament, do you find that phrase, fear not, do not be afraid? And certainly they had some reason for concern. Some of them had been successful fishermen, others had tax collecting business and this and that and the other, but they had things pretty much settled down. And along comes this crazy preacher from Nazareth, says, follow me. Not only that, give up your family and your livelihood and everything that is familiar to you. Come out of your comfort zone and follow me as my disciples. Well, it took a little bit of training for them to do that. And so we see that in today's gospel, Jesus is constantly teaching his disciples and all of us that to be a disciple of Jesus means you have to let go of certain things and you have to have a certain amount of faith and trust and bravery about yourself. We are given two examples in the other readings of Old Testament people who did that. In one of the readings, we're told about Abraham and his wife Sarah, our original ancestors in the faith. So far back, we don't even know how long ago it was. But the scripture says that Abraham was an old man. I think the phrase I heard in the scripture was, he was as good as dead. And Sarah, his wife, was not much better shape. She was well beyond childbearing years. And God said, pick up, sell everything you have, move to a new country, and start a new people who have faith in the one true God. And the scripture says they did so having no idea where they were heading. And it was a complete act of faith, jumping off into the deep, leaping out into the unknown, and trusting that God would be true to his word. And then we have a brief reference in the other reading to the Israelites as they escaped from Egypt. It says they knew the date of the Passover, and then after they celebrated it, they followed this crazy man named Moses out into the Sinai desert, and certainly that was a leap of faith as well. True, they were escaping from slavery in Egypt, but at least in slavery they knew what they were going to eat and what they were going to do day in and day out, and Moses said, follow me out into the desert. I'm going to take you to the promised land. Right. They were certainly being pulled out of their comfort zone, asked to make an act of faith, and launch out into the unknown. So I look at these readings and I say, what are we supposed to draw from this here in our own day and age? I think, as always, we can draw lessons at the natural level and then right on up to the spiritual level. The basic fact is, whether we acknowledge it or not, that life is about change. And the sooner we get good at it, the better off we are. If we could not change, all of us would be with my dear brother back in their cradle someplace or teaching high school algebra. We have got to be able to change and launch out into unknown territory. Otherwise, we don't get anywhere. And we do this throughout life as we go through school, as we leave home, go to college, take on career, marriage, and family. And then when you get up in our area, when you start to feel the aches and pains when you grow older, life is simply about change. And there's absolutely nothing you can do about it. And the sooner you get good at it, the better. And so I think it's just a good little lesson to us as believers, even at the natural level, to be gracious and smooth about experiencing all these changes. They take place in our personal lives, in our family circles, in our parish churches. Somebody had a going away party just earlier this morning. These changes happen, and they take place in the wider community as well. In the spiritual life, we call it conversion. If we're not willing to give up our comfortable and sinful ways, we never make progress in our spiritual life as well. And so I think today's scriptures are a reminder to us that Jesus calls upon us to step out into the unknown, not to be afraid, even when the future is not as clear as it might be, and simply to trust and to have faith and courage. I don't want to end on a depressing note on this beautiful Sunday morning, but I do feel obliged to point out to you that the ultimate change that none of us can avoid is called death. Now, isn't that a cheerful little thing to think about this morning? But we're all going there. Most of us are in a state of denial or postponement about it, but that simply is the final change that we will be called upon to be made as we exit this world. Now, some people get all uptight about that. Good Christians take it in stride. And I'd like to end by pointing out to you that every time we gather for the Eucharist, we say we are celebrating at this altar the Paschal mystery of Jesus. And as we say right after the consecration, we remember the death and the resurrection of Jesus. And I always like to say, if Jesus had just talked, you could say, right. But Jesus practiced what he preached, and he went through that change to show us how to do it. So if Jesus were here, he would probably put it in very high theological language and make it sound dignified. But I prefer to put it in our plain old English and put words into his mouth this way. When you get right up to the door of death, I suppose every one of us, like my Franciscan brother, will say, I never did that before. And Jesus will say, been there, done that. Jump on in. The water is just fine. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.